Breitbart, Texas spoke recently about the increase in Chinese migrant arrivals with Dr. Kenneth Allard, a retired Army colonel and former dean of students at the National War College. As an author of several works including Warheads, Cable News and the Fog of War, a former intelligence officer, and special assistant to the Army Chief of Staff, Allard is also concerned with the lack of intelligence regarding the spike in migrant apprehension of citizens from the People's Republic of China. Allard says the fact may be that most of the migrants from the PRC are actually dissidents fleeing poor conditions in China. But as an expert on totalitarian regimes, he believes the current administration lacks the willpower to properly investigate the phenomenon. Totalitarian governments like China are great exploiters of opportunity, Allard told Breitbart, Texas. They recognize weakness and capitalize on it immediately. What we are seeing reflects a deliberate policy choice by the regime. When asked about the potential for China to take advantage of the current crisis along the southern border, Allard says the regime most certainly recognizes the weakness President Biden has exhibited on the international stage, adding it's obvious he is not entirely in control at present. China realizes that as well. The travel route for most of the Chinese migrants is costly and arduous, according to the CBP source. The journey to the United States in most cases involves traveling from Hong Kong to Turkey and on to Ecuador. Ecuador is a common point along the route, as Chinese nationals are not required to possess a visa to enter the Latin American country. The migrants, according to the source, move through Panama's Darien Gap before traversing through Central America, into Mexico, and onto the United States southern border. As reported by Breitbart, Texas, the smuggling fees have been revealed to be as high as $55,000 to reach the U.S.-Mexico border from the People's Republic of China. During the first 6 months of FY24, Border Patrol agents apprehended 24,296 Chinese migrants, an all-time record. This exceeded the total number of Chinese migrants who illegally entered the United States between ports of entry in FY23. 24,125. Of the more than 24,000 Chinese migrants apprehended by Border Patrol this year, 23,890 were arrested in the San Diego sector. This is up from 10,520 apprehended in this sector in FY23. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Prior to his retirement, he served as the division chief for law enforcement operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on Twitter at Randy Clark.